Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Al Williams now pitching. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. There goes Finney. The throw from Schluter and Finney is out. There goes Moses. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hayes trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who tags Hayes for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbacher moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-1 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to third. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Moses scores. Werber moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Steinbacher scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quell. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away, into the outfield. Here's the throw to Hayes, who tags Quell out. 1 out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Finney reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Parker reaches second base with a double. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parker moves to third. One out. Boesberger now playing shortstop. Mulehaus pinch hits for Al Williams. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parker scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Finney moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. QL takes first base on ball 4. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Parker applying the tag. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 3 in the game. Schluter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 3 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 3 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic strikes out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berger. Hayes goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5 White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.